Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, my order is messed up.
I'm
I'm
just
sure you
getting
guys are getting
over
a lot of that.
I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay. And I thank you for your patience. And the system is loading all the necessary resources and components that it needs in order to operate in a very highly secure and highly encrypted manner for your information security. And can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Murray, Murray.
And your zip code?
68510.
68510. Okay,
Yes.
thank you. And the first name?
Michael.
And the address?
352 South 29th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, and finally, the email address.
It should be MURMAN9676@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And when I pulled up your account for the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 buildup, the first thing that came up says that the pending reship for buildup kit 14 that was entered on February 25th is out of stock. And then it says that the pending reship for buildup kit 13 that was entered on February 25th is also out of stock, and as well as buildup kit 12 that's also out of stock, and 11 is out of stock, and magazine for buildup kit 5 is out of stock. And that's all that it said in regards to items being out of stock. And your next shipment is scheduled for March 30th.
Okay, can you tell me what issue comes with that?
Let's check and see. So your
I
last
know
shipment was
that.
up to 18. So on the 30th, what should be shipping would be 19, 20, 21, and 22.
Okay, I see the problem. I know what the problem is. So I got issue. Let me see. I have all my stuff right here. Okay. I got issue 4, which would have been 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then I got another box that had the same stuff. And I called last time and I said, I already have this box. So I'm guessing what they did was they shipped me 2 of the 4s. And now I just got the new box today, which I was assuming was 5, and it's 6. So I think I got 2 4s and I never got the 5. And I
Yes,
called
sir.
last month. I called in last month when I got the issue 4, and I said, "You guys already sent me this." And she said, "Oh, well, she said, I'll get the next one shipped right out to you. She was supposed to set that up. And she said, just hang on to that box because we won't pay for the shipping. And I was like, well, okay. And so I still don't have issue 5. I got issue 6 today, but I never got issue 5.
Oh, yes, sir. And that was what I was mentioning when I pulled up the account and it was letting me know what issues were out of stock. It was everything to do with shipment number 5 is out of stock. However, when those items do come back in stock, we will be mailing those items out to you as quickly as possible.
Okay. So I guess my question is when that comes in stock, are you guys going to send that as like 1 month? And then I'm going to have to wait another month to get the next issue? Or are you going to send that box with the next box?
We're going to send it as quickly as it's available. So say, for example, just hypothetically, if hypothetically everything for issue 5 was ready to go on March 25th and we shipped it out the door on the 27th and then you had a tracking number, you know, by the 27th or the 28th, on March 30th, you would still be charged for your very next shipment. You'd have the authorization for that shipment would occur. And then when that order ships within a few days, you would have the tracking number emailed to you for that shipment. So just as soon as what is necessary to fulfill that reship request for shipment number, the shipment that you didn't receive, which was number 4, because that was the one that included, the one that included magazine 5 and then build up kits 11, 12, 13, and 14. So,
yes, that's correct.
That's so it was shipment number 4 that we're reshipping out to you. And, it just happens that all of the items that are supposed to be included in that shipment are currently out of stock. And I don't believe that they'll be out of stock for too terribly long. So I do believe we will have more stock of those, you know, rather soon, because, you know, there are so very many people out there that are relying upon us to get these build-up kits out there to them, that it's going to be very important to us that we do get those build-up kits out to those customers as quickly as possible. So I don't see there being too terribly long of a delay.
Okay. So I guess did I pay for that one already? Or how did that?
Yes.
I got a box that month, but it was the same one I got previous month. So didn't know.
You did pay for that shipment.
Okay. So I just got the wrong box. So I did pay for that, right?
Yes, sir. You paid for it, and it appears that the wrong items were sent. So we're reshipping out the correct items as far as I can tell, because I see you're in an intro payment, first shipment payment, second shipment payment, third shipment payment, and fourth shipment payment. So the intro, second, third, fourth shipment payment. But then there's a fifth shipment, so where's that payment? Okay, why is this getting confusing? Okay,
right,
so there's,
it is kind of confusing.
there's the introductory offer that shipped. There's the first shipment that shipped and the payment for it. There's the second shipment that shipped and the payment for it. And then there's the third shipment. That's a reshipment. There was a reshipment sent of a reship that was requested on December 23rd. And then that's what was sent next. And then, so that's 1, 2, 3 paid for shipments. The next shipment was paid for in February. And then another shipment was paid for in March. So one,
right.
two, three, four. I see four paid for shipments and then the introductory offer. And I see the introductory offer and one, two, three, four paid. Okay, yeah, so everything is correct.
Okay.
One, two, three, yeah, four paid for shipments and the introductory. Okay, yeah, that's correct. So everything is paid for. So everything is good to go in that regards. And of course, the items that we're reshipping to you, of course, we're not charging you anything to reship them to you because you've already paid for them. And if we sent
right.
you out the, if you, and you know, like you mentioned, we mistakenly sent you out the wrong items. So we would, you know, we wouldn't ask you to send those back. We would just say, you know, just go ahead and keep them, you know, so, you know, maybe they'll
okay.
come in handy. Maybe they won't come in handy. I know sometimes when some people are building on the model kits, you know, they may be working with it and they may snap a piece or something. So, you know, if
right.
worse comes to worse with one of those pieces, at least you have a backup piece.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you too. So am I on a list? Or are you like, do you update my file? Like, how does that work? Like, am I on a list to have that shipped as soon as it comes in?
Yes, sir. You're on the reship list.
For issue 5, correct?
For magazine issue 5 and build up kits 11 through 14.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that you guys have in stock that I'm supposed to get? Because I get an IOU with every one of these things. Like, I never got the binder from the first issue. And then, like, every time, you know, because there's supposed to be, like, an extra thing that we paid for. Or that it's supposed to come in the box. Like, I'm supposed to get the binder, and then there was, like, a hat, something else. Like, are those things back ordered too, or...
They are, and when they're available, they will ship out to you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. So, is there options to, like, pay ahead, or, like, if I don't want to receive four, is one issue, like, does it have to be all four? Like, is that the minimum order, I guess?
Oh, no, sir. The minimum that you can receive per month is one build-up kit.
Okay.
The maximum you can receive is 12 build-up kits per shipment.
Okay, so I can move that around a little bit if I need to.
Yes, sir, you can if you'd like.
Okay. I just want to know for future, my future use or whatever. Like, if I wanted to order the next 12, could I call in, order the next 12, get those shipped, and then go back to the just receiving the four every month after that?
You could.
Like, is that an option?
You could. You could call in and request to, we may be, let me see if, okay, yeah. So you could request that we change the number of issues to be mailed with your next shipment to 12. And then after that shipment goes out, you could give us a call back and request that we change the number of build up kits to be mailed per shipment back to four.
Back to
or
four.
However,
okay.
Or yeah, or however many you want.
As long as you guys have them available, probably, right?
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean,
because I would assume if you didn't have them available, I wouldn't want to do that because it seems like that would just cause more headache. So.
I understand. I know what you mean.
But okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what was going on because, like I said, I got two of the issue fours and then I got a six and I was supposed to get a five and it's kind of messed up. I know you guys are like moving warehouses and all that, and it's probably a mess right now, but hopefully it'll get straightened out at some point.
Oh, yes, sir. Hopefully there won't be any issues moving forward.
And I know the shipping is a mess. Like, my shipping number never updates. Like, I usually get the box, and then 2 days after I get the box, it says delivered. It never gives me, like, any progress or anything. It just says left warehouse. I know that's probably not your fault. That's probably, like, you know, the mail carrier or whatever.
It's Newgistics' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, the most I can do in that regards is I can inform the manager that Newgistics are not updating the tracking information. And then the manager can update corporate in that regard. So corporate can reach out to either Pitney Bowes or Newgistics and, you know, let them know that we're not very happy with the fact that they're not updating the tracking information as they should be. Because that is a big problem. Cause, I mean, if you were calling me today to say, hey, I've been waiting on my shipment for, you know, 6 weeks, you know, where is it? And then I pull up the tracking and all it says is departed warehouse and estimated delivery date is coming soon. And then I pull it up on Newgistics tracking and it says in transit. And that's all it says. That's really not good for customer service.
Right. That's what happened last December. So,
yeah. So not only does it upset the customers, it also upsets the company. And, you know, and the customer service agents, you know, when Newgistics is not at least providing some kind of updates with that tracking. Because, I mean, you know, especially in the day and age where we have porch pirates, it's very important that, you know, carriers provide as much detailed information as possible regarding updates to where a package is so that a person can if necessary, make plans to either be there or have someone available who can get that package off the porch as quickly as possible if, you know, that's a necessity. I know it's not a necessity in all areas, but in some areas it is a necessity. Even some of the nicest areas, it's even more of a necessity because the porch pirates, you know, of course they figure, you know, if they go to some of the nicer areas, like, oh, you know, let's go to the rich, to the rich neighborhood that's not not a gated community. So they drive around the rich neighborhood. They figure if they steal those packages, well, then they're going to get the more valuable goods than if they were stealing packages off of the, you know, the average everyday Joe's porch. You know, so you know, it's on both ends of the spectrum. You know, so the porch pirates are really a huge problem, and that's why I think that it'd be wonderful if people would leave out, you know, Amazon packages that look like they've never ever been opened, but maybe they put their cat litter in that Amazon box. So when the porch pirates run away with that box and they open it up, they find out they've got the kitty's litter. And that might make them decide that next time they might not want to get the kitty litter off your porch.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just, you know, it's always been a funny little idea that's been running around on the internet. You know, I've yet to try it because we haven't had any porch pirates here. But if we ever had porch pirates here, I guarantee you I would load them up a nice package for them to steal off the porch.
Yeah.
Harmful, you know. Well, I would never put anything harmful in the package, you know, but just something enough to make them think twice about, do they want to take another package off my porch?
But
I wouldn't expect but people shouldn't have to do that to begin with, and it should be that the shipping partner provider, you know, they, with technology, they should be updating the tracking, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah, you would think that would be pretty easy.
Oh, absolutely, so. Most definitely, and I'm going to definitely report it to my manager about the, that this is an issue again, because for a while it wasn't an issue, then it became an issue, and then it wasn't an issue, and now it's becoming an issue again, so I don't know what's going on Newgistics' end. But it's definitely going to be reported so we can try to make sure that, you know, customers like yourself do get the necessary tracking updates.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Okay. And that's all I got, man.
All right. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I would just like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you.
Yeah.
And I do hope you
appreciate
have a good
it.
Weekend. You're welcome.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.